Breast augmentation with implants is the most common surgical procedure performed for women. Breast augmentation is done to enhance the size of women's breasts, and it may be combined with a breast lift or mastopexy. The overall complication rate for implant augmentation is around 24%. Breast implants don't last forever, and they can sometimes cause problems which are very difficult to correct. We know from many decades of experience that using the patient's own body fat is the best way to make a new breast after mastectomy. And this technique has also been very safely and effectively used for breast augmentation. These procedures are called autologous breast augmentation, and until recently have not been widely available for women seeking cosmetic augmentation. Because of recent developments and refinements of techniques, and with the development of new operations, it is now possible to offer autologous breast augmentation for cosmetic breast augmentation. These operations utilize the patient's own body fat to enlarge the size of the patient's breasts by transferring living tissue to the chest. The results are outstanding in that they are permanent, they can develop feeling, and most importantly, they are soft, natural, and normal in look and in feel. These operations can now be offered at about the same cost as implant augmentation, and the patient only spends one night in the hospital. There are two main types of breast reconstruction procedures. The most common is breast reconstruction using implantable devices called breast implants. However, the gold standard in breast reconstruction is to use the patient's own body tissue in procedures called autologous breast reconstruction. Upon discovering that one has a gene mutation, which increases their risk of developing cancer, this individual should seek professional counseling from a geneticist, a breast surgeon, and a plastic reconstructive surgeon prior to making any decisions.